When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
It is November 1st, 2017, which means that it is time once again for time for me to dust off the Thunder Punch Daily microcast and resume updating it 30 times for the Art Sound Off Challenge. Am I going to do it 30 times? Well, let's explore that in a few minutes. For those who, if you've tripped across this podcast for some reason by accident or by recommendation from a friend and you're wondering, what is Art Sound Off? ArtSoundOff.com. It's this is the fourth year we're doing it. Me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger challenge ourselves, and by extension everybody else, to check in once a day over the month of November with some kind of audio accompaniment to the work that you're doing as a visual storyteller. The big idea, at least my personal perspective on it, was that you're adding some extra context to the stuff that you create by talking about the stuff that you create, but also lending your voice and your point of view to discussing the stuff that you create, or the stuff that's going on around your life that goes into the stuff that you create, right? How do you come up with such great conversations between your characters? Well, I talk a lot with my friends, and I observe this about their reactions to me and I to them and so on, right? Process talk, but also all the different apparently trivial things that go all in together to make the stuff that you make. So yeah, that's the big idea. It's at artsoundoff.com, and there's like prompts there. It's like this is the season of creative challenges, right? November is like NaNoWriMo. We just came off of Inktober. Earlier this year, we had Sketchbook Summer. It's another one of those kinds of challenges where it's a way to check in and make a commitment to do something to up your practice. Now, this is where I get to like announcement part. You may have already heard, if you've been following along with the Art Sound Off hashtag, you may have already heard Rob Stenzinger's Polytechnicast, where he talked about how we came up with some new, I don't want to say rules, but like alterations to the parameters of the challenge in order to make it more inclusive and less martial. So if you go again to the website, you'll see that you can check in once for the whole month. I tried it once. I dipped my toe in the water and I did a little art audio thing and saw how it tasted. But I don't have to do it again if I don't feel like it. If I feel like I didn't really get that much out of it, well, you still participated in the challenge. One entry counts. Or there's like do it for 1 week. Interview a friend. Again, you can read all about it, but there's lots of different ways to do it now than checking in every day. And I hinted at the top. By the way, I'm driving. You can obviously hear my car. I've got a headset on. Don't get excited. I'm not driving dangerously. I'm actually driving under the speed limit. Driving back from class, as a matter of fact. This time of year, November of every year, it seems, is a very busy time for me. I'm usually doing a lot of teaching, and in this year is no exception. I'm teaching 4 days a week. Plus, I'm usually deadlining a book of some sort, and I am indeed deadlining a book. So I'm on a page and a half day schedule, plus 4 days a week of teaching, plus, you know, being a human being or trying to be a human being, trying to take care of myself, try to do self-care, and also be present for my friends and family, right? That's a lot to squeeze in. Not complaining, it's all meaningful stress. But that ties into the thing I hinted about am I going to check in for all 30 days? There are some wrinkles this year in that I'm actually going on a vacation this November, like a proper, real, non-comic book related vacation. I haven't done this in a long time. My wife and I are going on a trip, and I'm going to be kind of off the grid for 5 days. That's going to make checking in for this art challenge extra challenging. I've been thinking about how I can work with that. Yeah, limitations breed creativity and all. So how can I work with this to come up with some kind of creative way to stay involved in the challenge? I haven't figured that out yet. But it did lead me to sort of a mini topic for this first entry. Because like Rob Stenzinger said in his Polytechnic cast, another thing I'm going to try to stick to this year is like really try to keep my eye on that 5-minute mark. And I know I'm already over, but I had to front end some art sound off announcement kind of stuff as being one of the people who kicked off this whole thing. Mini topic is managing expectations. So last year, as I wrapped up my Art Sound Off Challenge on November 30th, 2016, I made a note of saying that I hadn't gone back to listen to my final entry from the year before. But this year I did. I actually went back and listened to it just this morning. And I was like, well, how did I feel about Art Sound Off last year? I don't remember. And I was in high spirits. I felt like, oh, this wasn't as hard this year as it was the year before. I guess 2015, I had a really hard time fitting in all the entries. 2016, it worked out a little bit better, it seemed. And part of the reason I listened to that episode, partially just like, you know, prepare myself for today, but it also came out of the sense that I noticed last night, October 31st, 2017, I was getting a little bit excited about Art Sound Off. I was like, ah, here we go. You know, it's time to like load my apps up on my phone, get all my soundboard elements, like the theme song and the outros all lined up on my phone so I can record it anywhere I am at any time. And like anybody who's been following my work and my podcasting long enough knows that I get really excited about efficiency, like making things run smoothly for myself. And especially when I'm starting a project, like I'm starting a new ETP, Emergent Task Planner, starting a new sketchbook, there's this thrill of potential. And this is gonna be great. I'm really gonna have a good time with this thing. And then you get about midway through it and the frictions kick in and fatigue kicks in and it's not as exciting anymore, right? And there are times when it's really awesome and there's times when it feels like a job. And I've been through this enough and I've been through this with enough projects that I know that's gonna happen. That's gonna happen at some point in the process. And I don't want to use that to splash water on my excitement at the beginning of the thing. It's not to say like, hey, stop it with the big wide eyes routine. This isn't gonna be all fun and games, Jersey. Life is hard and I'm here to tell you about it. You know, it's not gonna be like that. But it is to, again, there's the headline, managing expectations. So, am I gonna check in every day? How about we leave that as a big question mark for right now? Is that something I need to commit to and promise to? Not right now. Intent is there. I want to do it. And I have to admit, I get excited at the prospect of, can I make this work despite the fact that I'm not going to have like a super awesome access to the internet? I'm at least not going to have my awesome home internet that I pay a lot of money for. And I'm going to be in a situation where I'm not necessarily drawing and won't have anything to report on when it comes to that. Can I still make it happen? Finding a way to do that is very exciting to me. But also knowing that there's an ebb and flow to any long-term commitment. And let's face it, 30 days is a long-term commitment, relatively speaking. It's not like we're asking, you know, it's not 24-hour comic day. It's not like one weekend that you're giving away. It's like a whole month where you're thinking about this thing every day. I know that there's going to be different rhythms to the month. And I'd like to play fast and loose this year and see how that goes. And you know what? That goes along with the new parameters that Rob and I worked out for Art Sound Off this year. It's like it can be a week-long thing, it can be a one-day thing, it can be a one-time thing, it can be a thing you do with friends. I'm looking forward to being playful with it this year. So, there we go. First entry in the bag. November 1st, 2017. Art Sound Off, 2017. Who am I? If you don't know by now, Jersey Drozd, cartoonist and teaching artist, boulderandfleet.com, Jersey Drozd on Instagram. I guess I'm going to be using Twitter again for a while because we do talk about sharing the links to these posts on Twitter with the Art Sound Off hashtag. So, at Jersey on Twitter. I guess I will see you there. And I'm going to be following the hashtag to see who all is playing along. I can't wait to hear the different voices of the cartoonists and visual storytellers who are going to be chiming in for this month. It was a lot of fun listening last year, and I'm looking forward to it again. So, I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
As we've just seen, Skeletor went back into the past to make evil things happen. In reality, no one can go back into the past. That's only make-believe. But we can try to learn from the past, from things that have happened to us, and try to apply them toward being better people today. Remember, it's today that counts. So make it the best day possible. Until next time, this is He-Man wishing you good health and good luck.